Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We are back at it again. Back at it again. It is Brown Sugar Radio, the hottest podcast here on the internet. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I am your show host, Kim Bullock Hennix, and I'm just really excited because this is going to be another heavy-hitting topic. We want to talk about the art of rediscovering your passion. How do you do it? What does it mean, the art of passion rediscovery? How do you get to that place? What exactly do I need to do for me to reignite that fire, whether it's for my business, whether it's for, you know, your career? What do you need to do in 2021? And so I'm going to break it down for you tonight, focusing, realigning our goals. I know that in 2020 it was a year of, I'd like to say, many different challenges. But yesterday, honey, when I tell you that I was so excited to see Joe Biden and the very first female up there, honey. And not only that, not only was she a woman, but she was a woman of color. I was so, so honored to see that. This is the time now to reignite your passion. A new day is here. A new beginning is here. Let's look forward to all the amazing possibilities and all the great things that are going to take place, because I'm telling you, this year is just going to be so incredibly phenomenal. And, you know, I wanted to just look back over things that we can do as women and men to regain all of the wonderful, wonderful things that we know, right, we can take control over in our lives. And that's what it's all about, taking control of the issues or the things in our life that we are responsible for. A lot of things we can't control, and that's okay. A lot of things you don't want to control. But what I will tell you is that for the things you can, let's begin a brand new, beautiful day today and make some amazing, amazing things happen. So keep calm and listen to Brown Sugar Radio. It is going to be phenomenal. And I'm telling you, when you think about all of the wonderful things that we can do with this year, I want to first begin with our mind. You know, I always tell you about following your passion, making sure that you have that ability to know what are some of the things that ignite your purpose and your soul and the fire within. What's significant to you? What are the things that you want to do that you know only you could do, right? You're so special. You have such a great calling in your life. Only you can do this. And so I want for you to stop neglecting that small voice that's inside of you that can deeply impact your aspirations. And I want you right now to, let's take on mindfulness practices that encourage us to sit in silence and notice what are the things that we're good at. So if you have a pen or a piece of paper, I want you to grab it, because this is going to be a power show. It's going to be short and sweet. You know how I do. I'm in and out. Get a pen and piece of paper, and I want you to write down at least three things that you can think of. Okay, ambitious woman or ambitious man, think of three things that you can do, only you do, that you love doing. Because this is the deal. The problem is not lack of passion for something, okay? The problem is the productivity. That's it. You actually committing to doing it. So let's get into the mindset of, you know what, I enjoy doing this. I'm going to make time. I don't care if it's once a week. I'm going to make time to do this, finding that thing. So go ahead. I'm going to give you a moment. Go ahead and think of at least three things. All right. Okay, great, great. So once you've thought of those things, and if you still need some more time, that's fine. I'll give you a couple more seconds. We got to really go back. I mean, I remember I used to love gardening, you know, just planting various flowers. My favorite, I love roses and hydrangeas and, you know what I'm saying, and just things that really brought that relaxation to me. Or when I looked at it, I seen the beauty in it, you know, or something that is refreshing to you. What is that? I want to ask you today. You see, it's something that you want to bring back a part of your life. Okay. All right. So, like I said, that should be time. If not, you can always come back to it. You don't have to be forced, you know, but just, at least pick one thing now. Okay. We're going to break it down even smaller. You see how I'm doing this? We're going from three now to one. That one is going to be your focus for this week. Okay, so let's say, for example, mine is taking a long bath, right? That is something that I need to do. I'm passionate about self-care. I'm passionate about rejuvenating my mind, body, and soul. All right? Typically, most of us are in the shower, in and out, right? In and out, in and out. However, this week I said, you know what? I'm going to make time to do, I like to do what's called the salt bath, okay? And you can put the Epsom salt, you can soak. At least 30 minutes, I'm going to give myself a candlelit bubble bath with a glass of wine, and I'm going to play some neo-soul music in the background or jazz. That is one of my passions. Okay? Self-care is just something that is not a luxury, and that's what I really want us to get away from. I want us to start focusing more on taking care of ourselves so that we can be the best version of who we are. And in order to do that, you've got to start making the time. All right, another thing that I want you to think of is, what's something that lights you up on the inside? Is it writing? Is it painting? I know they've been having a ton of those paint parties lately. I actually got invited to one, and I was upset because I had a conflict and I wasn't able to make it. But I felt like this is, and you can even do them virtually now. I see a lot of virtual parties online. They had wine and paint. And with paint, you can express how you feel and your emotions. It's actually very therapeutic. And it's a wonderful way that you can also take that time to express another form of communication, not only through words, but through art. So that passion that you have, you know, of being able to just really learn and know, how can I best at this? Or how can I enjoy this? What do I need to do to implement more of this in my life? I want you to begin thinking of that now. Another thing, when you're rediscovering your passion, we're going to do self-reflection. If there's only one thing on this life that you can do, it's self-reflecting, taking the time out of your busy day. I don't care if it's only 5 minutes. Start the process. Knowing what your passion is, knowing what you can do to realign yourself with your life's big picture. What resources do you need to have that ultimate fulfillment in your life? Keeping that opportunity open and knowing, hey, I'm going to strive to do the things that bring me joy and satisfaction with short-term goals. You know how that old saying is, Rome wasn't built in a day? Small steps. Create a success plan. Write down not only that number one goal that you'd like to achieve, right, or that number one thing for your passion you want to reignite and get back. Creating a success plan, getting back on track. What do I need to do this? And then I also want you to write down, what are some of the barriers? What are some of the obstacles and the blocks that are keeping you achieving that? For me, being so busy, feeling like I never had the time to really soak and relax, to really give my body what I needed.
okay, I say, you know what, I'm only going to hop in the shower, hop out. I don't have the time to take no bath. I don't have the time to do a love day spa. That's a passion for mine. So make it a home spa. Doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you going out to one of these big fancy spas. Create a spa in your bathroom. Create your own ambiance. And, you know, that's where I began to realize I've got to do better. Rediscovering who I am, because during that self-care process is also where I meditate and I pray and I hear from God, and God instructs me, and this helps to rejuvenate me so that I can go out and I can serve even greater. And that's where I want all of us to be when it comes to living a more vibrant life, fulfilling our destiny, and understanding that anything that we want done on this planet has to start from within. Has to start from within. We've got to know and understand passions are gifts from God. They're how He created us to be. And what we do with that passion and those gifts is our gift back to God. So if you've lost your passion and you want to get it back, I want right now for you to remember and think about what you felt like when you were doing it at that moment. I want right now, take that time out. Close your eyes. Visualize you at the top of your game or just being so excited, the joy that it brought, the laughs, the smiles, the warmth, the love. You feel that? Keep that feeling right there, because that emotion that is connected to that passion is what's going to keep you persevering further and further. So I want to thank you for joining me today, ladies and gentlemen. I know this is short and sweet, but I just want to know, what is your ultimate life goal? You know, what is it that you feel is holding you back? And when you can answer those two questions, you can show up. You can show up. Have a phenomenal day, and thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where empowerment is extraordinary. Have a great evening.